kids that you might have known that didn't, like little boys didn't get along very well, and you'd say, like every time they met, they
had a faith, mm-hmm. and all went together.
And, you know, like if a person killed somebody with a knife, you say that they
stabbed them.
And like a, if there was a funny picture on the blackboard, the teacher might say, well, now who?
Who painted this picture?
Yeah, and if somebody had drawn it, she'd say, well, who
drew this picture?
And do you know what they would use, like, to lift something real heavy, like they need a block and
chain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, if you met somebody like at 11 o'clock in the daytime, you'd say good
morning.
And like, what would you call the part of the day right after the, like right after the noon meal? Let's say from about 1 o'clock to about 5 o'clock.
Mid afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what would you call it from about say 5 or 6 on, you might
the evening.
Evening, yeah. That's another generation type thing. Old people usually call that whole thing evening, starting even like at 1 o'clock or so this one. Now if a person got up and started working just as the sun comes into sight, you'd say they had to start at
sun up.
And if they worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say they
worked till sundown, from sun up till sundown.
Yeah. If I ask you what time did the sun rise this morning, you say the sun
rose at such and such way.
And you might say, well, you know, I was out in the field early
before the sun rose this morning.
Now, let's see, if we were talking about, we'd say, today is Thursday, so Wednesday was
yesterday.
You can't imagine how hard that is for an old person to ever get, so sit there and puzzle up for 20 minutes. And again, if today is Thursday, then Friday will be
tomorrow.
This is so simple for her. If you can imagine, that's a very good, that question is always so hard.
I'm both saying, you're right, it's okay. You got to do some quick thinking, right?
If somebody was coming to see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one afterward, you'd say they were coming
Sunday after next.
Mm-hmm. And, like a lot in the old days, if a man wouldn't know what time it was, he'd pull out a pocket.
Watch.
And we're talking about time, if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was
7:30.
And another way of saying that might be
half past 7.
Yeah. And if it was like 7:45, another way of saying that might be
a quarter to 8.
Now, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
And you might say, now the farmer's got a pretty good crop
this year.
Yeah. And if something happened on this day, like August 29th, but it was last year in 1973, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
Yeah, and like you wouldn't think that one. That's another one. Old people puzzle over that one for hours, you know, it's really hard. You look up in the sky someday and you might say, boy, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
And when it's a day when the sun's shining and there's no clouds, you say that type of day is a
bright sunshiny day.
And if it's the opposite kind of day, you say it's a
cloudy day.
And now if it's been real bright and sunny and then the clouds come in and you think it's going to rain, you say the weather is...
If the clouds come in and think it's going to rain, it's cloudy.